Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, your weekly look into all things professional wrestling, no matter if it happens in a squared circle, a six-sided ring, or an Aztec temple. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy Holman.
All right, everybody. It's another episode of the Smart Marks Podcast. We're back together. The Mega Powers are back together, people.
The Mega Powers, indeed.
The Mega Powers. The Mega... I don't know. I don't know what pun or what fucking bullshit name I could add to that. How are you, good sir?
The Mega Whores.
The Mega Whores.
I'm doing good. Doing all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm really loud on my ear for some reason.
I'm really loud or you're really
not
loud?
Not me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Maybe I need to switch us.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that.
Matt's doing technical shit.
I'm just going to leave it. Leaving it. There we go. You're good. How you been?
I'm good, man. I feel like I've been away for way too long.
Just a week?
2 weeks, kind of. Well, it's been 2 weeks since we've been together.
Oh, yeah.
So, I missed you is what I'm saying.
Oh, you missed me.
I missed you.
You're a pussy.
I am. Hey, I don't even have a fucking comeback. So shit happened since we were last together.
Oh yeah,
fucking wrestling happened. Let's talk about our lives, man. Fuck wrestling. Fuck this show, man. What's new in your life?
What's new in my life? There, that's better. You sound way better. What's new in my life? Oh, I'm starting a new job.
Yay! Yeah, you excited?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Is this one porn related?
No, I wish.
Oh, shit. You're not going to be a gravy mopper?
Still not porn related.
I know. You've been trying for years.
I keep sending my application in, and, you know, I don't know what to do about
that. Where do you send your application to? And is it stained?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's how I don't even have to use Staples.
Oh, fuck.
I list my top five scenes.
Oh, it took a second for that one to sink in. Oh, fuck.
I don't have to use Staples. I list my top five scenes. You're looking skinny as fuck. That's all I got to say.
I gained weight, too, though.
You did? You lost it in your face.
Yeah, well, you know why? It's because I don't fucking have a beard. And I cut my beard off.
Oh, you did.
That's what it is. Yeah. So you actually get to see where I've lost weight in my face because
your
the beard's
neck.
Gone. But yeah, no, we were...
I can't call you the gobbler anymore.
I still am. Hey, you little fucker.
Cat
just barges in here.
Technical difficulties.
Technical
a cat.
Fucking.
The show is.
You said pussy and he came running.
Oh, he did. I called you pussy.
No, we were supposed to take family photos last week and I was trying to prepare for it. And I normally have a guy, like a barber that I go to that lines up my beard with a razor and stuff like that and tapers it because I try to keep it long and that's the only way I can keep it like looking decent when I have it long. And dude couldn't get to me, so I tried to do it myself and that shit didn't fucking work. So it all got taken off.
Uh-huh.
Reluctantly all got taken off. So here I am. You can see my fucking double chin still.
Here you are. Looking like a sexy mofo.
I am not. You're the sexy
Doing
mofo.
Good. You look great.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Looking skinny.
We cheated all fucking week last week, though.
Oh,
it was
yeah?
Kim's birthday.
On each other?
Yes. Yeah. No, it was Kim's birthday, so we cheated on the diet. Like fucking crazy. I eat way more sweets than I have in in like months. Months and months and months.
Just gobbling those chocolate dicks, weren't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My wife is old now. She's 30. Yeah, I know. She kept stressing about it. She's like, oh, I'm turning 30. I'm like, you know, I fucking crossed that bridge like 6 years ago, right? Like, that's not, it's fucking nothing to worry about.
30 years old.
But she had it in her head and she was stressing about it. So for her birthday, we had a wake themed birthday. We had everybody show up dressed in black.
Oh, cool.
And then as soon as she showed up to the restaurant last. So as soon as she showed up, everyone stood up from their tables. And we played the Undertaker's music, and everyone walked around the table. Instead of dropping a rose into the grave, they dropped a black rose in front of her at the table, and everyone just walked by.
So you had druids?
Yes, we did. No, basically, I kidnapped her and strapped her to a cross. And
well, isn't that how you guys met?
Yeah, no, it is, yeah. Oh, full higher power shit. And then Matt was in the background with a druid robe, and he's like, oh, it's me, Jeremy! It was me all along! Yeah.
You thought it was Kim.
It's me all along.
It was me all along.
It's still the best thing, like... That's become like the
son of a bitch.
Anytime, son of a bitch. Anytime there's a reveal in any TV show, my friend Fabian Fobbs is not huge into wrestling, but he was huge in like the Attitude Era and stuff. He watched a lot then. But anytime there's a reveal in any sort of TV show or something, he always sends me that just of Vince pulling the hood off. It's me, Austin. Oh, son of a bitch. It's me all along. I just want to watch that right now just to hear JR's.
I pulled it up a few times.
We did. Yeah, no, we talk about that so many fucking times. It's just great. God damn it. That's the best commentary ever.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's like, I don't know, it almost like kind of like a genuine reaction.
Yeah.
Like, kind of disappointment, but
it's almost like JR didn't know.
It's like, I feel like he didn't, like, you keep going back and I feel like he's somewhat disappointed in the storyline.
Yeah. He's like, this is where we're fucking going.
It doesn't feel like oh man, it's Vince this whole time, I should have known. It's more like, ah, oh, this is what we're doing.
Like, really, this is the bullshit you guys are pulling backstage.
You're gonna sacrifice your own daughter.
I bet you he didn't even fucking know.
Oh,
I bet,
no, I guarantee. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, son of a bitch.
For those reactions to be that genuine, I feel like that was the way it probably was.
Oh god,
good stuff.
I fucking miss JR sometimes. And then I hear him on the bike and I'm like, you know what, stay retired.
Yeah, you know what, I'll go ahead and miss you. I want to miss you. Let me miss you.
You know, the more I like talking commentary and bringing up commentary, like this last couple weeks watching it, like, I really appreciate Corey Graves. And I know we talk about him a lot and how much we like him, but god damn.
Yeah,
he is, and I've said it before and I'll say it until I'm blue in the face. He is 100% the modern day Bobby Heenan.
I'll say it until I'm blue in the balls. I don't remember the last time I masturbated for 3 hours straight.
It's a commentary.
Commentary alone. Right. I don't even watch it. I just turn around.
Just turn around. I, yes, Corey. Let me hear your sultry tones.
Oh, you're amazing.
And I'm done.
Oh, you're making a crack on Coach. I'm done.
Fucking Coach. Fucking Coach. So we want to just jump right into news? Is that what we want to do here?
Sure, why not? Here's some news. Fuck you.
Here, this just in. You're a piece of shit.
Just in. Go fuck yourself.
This just in. You fucking are lame.
This just in. You have AIDS.
The test results show.
No offense to anybody that
you are not the father.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So there's a, we posted a meme at work. It's a Maury Povich meme. And it says, you said you didn't download those 13, or it says you did not download that malware onto your computer. The 13 toolbars installed in your browser said that's a lie.
Yeah. No shit. Right. That's good.
Yeah. So I'm switching jobs.
Yeah, so Matt's back to where we're at. Matt's switching jobs. So what are
it's
you doing?
It's still in tech, but it's just in the public school systems now.
You gonna post that meme somewhere at work?
Probably.
Just put it up.
Once I get to know the people.
You're just gonna put it up in every teacher's lounge?
Yeah, I just put it. Like, you know, that's a great idea. Yeah.
I just watched the episode of The Office where it was. I don't know if you're a big Office fan.
Yeah,
I know you
watch
a lot. Yeah. So you remember
it three times?
You remember, dude? We are on our fourth go-round of it in the last 2.5 years.
That's insane.
It's my kids are obsessed with it, but it's when we don't have anything to watch, it's what we put on.
I watched it while Priscilla was pregnant with Desmond.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so that was the last time I watched it fully. And I just – actually, no. I finished watching before he was born, and then she was 6 months when I finished it, and then I slammed through Parks and Rec, and then I'm restarting Office again.
God,
but I'm only like
Parks
5 episodes into the first.
We just watched the episode where the saber printers are catching fire, and Joe comes down there trying to find out who the mole was,
yeah,
and the IT guy fucking quits or is leaving, just like ratting everybody out for all the shit that he found on their computers. He's this guy. This guy started it. He's the one who's the mole. Look at Andy's just sitting there pissed off.
Like,
I don't know why. That's one of my favorite episodes, just because he calls everybody on their bullshit for what's on their computers.
Oh, on their computers. Yeah, that's great.
I feel like that's what you would do. Like, if you hated your job, like on your way out. Like, I know you were posting some stuff on Twitter. Like, you felt really like loved at that job.
Yeah.
But if you were like, if it was ending negatively, I feel
tomorrow.
Like that would be on your way out.
Well, actually, if you follow me on Twitter, the day the show comes out, you're in for a treat.
Yeah, why is that?
I'll say some things. So just tune in. You will. You get my
on
stuff.
The day you're leaving.
Yeah, tomorrow's my last day.
Yeah, fuck so, yeah. I'm gonna be.
It's gonna be fun.
I'm gonna turn on fucking
everything
alerts
is,
to your Twitter.
Everything is like disabled, so nobody can like follow and like you know chase me back to where I actually am.
Yeah.
But either way, they're not gonna do anything. It's my last day.
Yeah. What are they gonna fucking do? Yeah. No, I'm totally turning on fucking alerts for your Twitter tomorrow.
I'm leaving. I haven't done shit in 3 days.
Just say it all on the podcast. We can have podcast exclusives.
I haven't done anything in 3 days.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Coasting.
That's what I did when I left Verizon. Like, I just did not give a fuck. And I started leaving early. And fucking, like, what are you guys gonna fucking do?
I have all these job tickets open. I'm just looking at them like, oh, it's too bad. Yep. Too bad these aren't going to be done when I leave.
This is your fucking worry now. Yeah, that's 100% the way I was when I left Verizon. Yeah. My last day, I didn't do a fucking thing. I went to the bank for 3 hours. It's like, fuck you.
I took a 2-hour lunch yesterday.
Yeah. What are they going to fucking tell you? It's such a liberating feeling, isn't it?
It's knowing like you don't give a shit. Like,
yeah.
You know, like I'm done, you know, and it was you good. It was a good workplace. Nothing, it definitely took advantage of me. So did eat a little bit of my soul, but I am very grateful for the opportunity to be there and work there. It is a little backwards the way the system works, but
hey man, it led to where you're at now.
Yeah, where you're going now. Exactly. So I wouldn't be where I'm at and without that, you know, experience there. So I am grateful for that, but it will be, you know, I will say some things tomorrow on my way out.
Yeah.
My department is amazing, and I love everybody that I work with, even the person that gets on my nerves the most. It makes the department even better because I have something to
do. Dude, I don't know where it's at. I got to try to find it. Yeah. But we found my middle school yearbook the other day, awesome. Aaron is in there.
Yeah.
And we were like flipping through it, and Kim's like, let me see people you know. And I popped up. I was like, fuck, this guy works in math.
Yeah.
Like,
I got to have to look at it. Yeah, definitely.
I'm pretty sure it's the same Aaron. I went to fucking middle school with this guy.
Yeah. My coworker.
Before I fucking turned a piece of bread into a fish sandwich.
I took me a year and I broke that dude.
Yeah.
You know, he was very like uppity, just, you know, whatever. But I got him saying jabroni.
Yes.
Broski.
I think you said something about that.
Oh, yeah,
Twitter or something.
Yeah. And then I told him, like, he said it again today, and I just started laughing. He's like, oh, what's so funny? I was like, you saying jabroni. He's like, I've always said jabroni. I was like, you haven't said it till I came here, you son of a bitch.
You fucking give me that credit.
You don't talk to anybody.
You fucking give me that credit, you bastard. Yeah.
Give me that. He's a smart mofo. That's all I'm going to say. He is super smart.
So there's a lot of shit going on in the world of wrestling.
Yeah, like Nikki Bella posting a picture of Brie Bella like in her underwear.
What?
The dog. Oh, my God.
Is it in fucking Twitter?
It's on Instagram. All just right, go to
fuck,
that.
Fuck, man. Fuck this show. I'm busy now.
Yeah. My microphone just like came off the table. Just go to the Twitter and Nikki Bella's like, this is how we feed our dogs.
Is it on our Twitter?
No, go to Instagram, dude.
God damn it. You just said Twitter. I was in Instagram.
Let the record show. I said Instagram. I will listen to the show.
No, you did it first, and then you said Twitter. Listen back to the show, and if I'm right, oh my God.
If I'm right, then we're stopping the show after Mania.
Oh my God. If you're right, we're stopping the show after Mania, and if I'm right, we're stopping the show after Mania. What's this thing? What the fuck's that mean?
Are they foreshadowing something?
Yeah, fucking, what's that supposed to mean?
So Brie Bella?
Yeah,
I guess we have to thank her?
Yeah, right?
For...
No, you really do, because that, like, what Matt's referring to is the biggest holy shit moment and, like, the most giddy I've been about professional wrestling in a long time. And the first time in a long time, like, just the thought of something in the ring gave me chills. But goddamn, Daniel Bryan's back. Daniel Bryan is cleared to return. He gave all that credit to Brie for pushing him along. Fight for your dreams, and your dreams will fight for you. Like, goddamn, like, that was so motivating. That speech was fucking great. And I texted you that day before he came out. I was like, dude, just the thought of Daniel Bryan's face when he enters the ring for his first match, like the smile on his face, I have chills too.
Yeah, it motivated me so much that I divorced my wife.
Trying to find Brie.
You've never supported me.
You've never told me to do that.
Brie supported Daniel these last 2.5 years. Where is that support?
Yeah, how did that go?
So now it's done.
Yeah? No. Daniel Bryan is back.
Yeah, man.
Goddamn, who thought this would happen?
Dude, well, I got like, I'm the nerd, I'm the Mark that has the WWE Twitter updates that flashes on my phone. So, well, and then it goes to my watch. So I'm like, tape, not doing anything at work. Holy shit, Daniel Bryan's back.
My afternoon got so derailed. I was working here in town that day.
Oh, I stopped, yeah.
And I went and I was inside a house. I was doing photos of an interior of a house, mm-hmm. which I got to show you. These fucking people, there was a box to a sex swing inside that house. And then I went in the other room.
Was it opened?
Yeah.
Oh, bummer.
And then there was hooks still in the ceiling too. And then I went into the other room to take pictures. In the other bedroom, there was a Hustler DVD porno sleeve in there. And the name of the porno was The Da Vinci Load. Yes. I find great fucking
oh
shit.
My
dude,
gosh.
Joe
sent me a link to a porn parody starring Kate Frost, and it was a parody of Hulkamania.
Oh, Jesus.
Hulkamania. Cockamania's running wild on you.
Yes.
And I don't know if that was, I don't know who all was in it, but he was like, this is hilarious. You guys should probably review this for the show.
Oh, no. Yeah. You watch. Send me the link. You watch. I watch. We'll talk about it before next week.
Horrible.
With WrestleMania coming up.
Well, we do have Hulk Hogan news coming up later.
Yeah. Too, so. Yeah. You saw that too. I just saw that before I got home tonight.
Yeah. But,
while we're talking briefly about my work, let me fucking tell you about like the last 2 weeks that I've had. Like, it has just been a fucking roller coaster ride of dumb fucks this last couple weeks. Like,
that needs to be the title of a book.
Roswell does not fucking disappoint when it comes to shit bags. Like, I don't run into these problems in other cities. I only run into them when I work in Roswell. First off, I went to a fucking house. These people had their front door tinted. Okay. So you couldn't see inside.
Oh,
and
man, that's not suspicious.
But, like, I can fucking see enough. Like, they have white tile.
Like, my neighbor built an 8-foot fence in front of their house.
I actually inspected a house, like, a block away from you. Same
you
block.
Me.
I meant to tell you, the same block where it, like, curves kind
of
weird.
I'm tired of this.
You know where it curves kind of weird on your street? It was right there.
Oh, okay.
And there's that little park, like, right there in the middle, or that little, like, grassy area right there in the middle of the street.
Uh-huh.
It's, like, four houses down from you. It was,
right
there.
That's hilarious.
I don't remember the address, but next time I'm there, because I will go back.
Yeah.
But basically what I do is I deliver information. Like, if people are behind on their mortgage, I have to deliver information on how these people can get in contact with their mortgage because they're not answering the phone when the mortgage company calls them.
Did they just take off?
What do you mean?
Like, do they just leave? They're just like, oh, we're behind, we're just going to bounce, or do they just stay in the house?
Yeah, no, a lot of times people just abandon the house. And that's that's where I was getting to next, is a lot of times, like, I have to go into the houses when they're vacant and foreclosed on, or they've abandoned them.
Yeah.
And then I have to show, like, this is the quality it's left behind. And that's where I find crazy shit. That's where I found, like, the pictures of the Da Vinci load.
That sounds like a movie I would buy.
That's pretty good, man. It's pretty good wordplay.
That I didn't know about that.
Right? But no, I go to this house. The front door is fucking tinted. And I can see enough of the tile that I know that the big door is open. Like, the storm door is just closed. The big door is open. And the wooden door. And I knock on the door because I know they could probably see me.
Yeah.
And normally, like, my company's like, just don't even knock on the door. Just put the door tag on there and leave. Like, don't disturb these people. You'll end up with an idiot pulling a gun or something stupid. But I know these people probably saw me walk up there. So it's like, well, I can't just fucking put a tag on there. And I look more like a creep if I do that. So I knocked.
Well, you walk with no pants on.
Fucking knock on the door. And I guess these people think that I can't see in there because it's tinted. They just walk up and shut the fucking door with me standing right there. Like, you fucking idiots.
They can't see me.
But
he's like a T-Rex.
Dude, I've had... Right? If we don't move, he won't see us.
Decisions based on movement.
In Roswell, like, I've worked in Roswell twice this week, and out of, like, the 10 houses that I've inspected, 7 of them have been broken into with squatters.
Oh, man.
And there's been people in there before I got there. One of them I fucking went into, there was a dress, panties, and needles. So someone had a fucking good time, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Called police on that one. Fucking next day, or like 2 days later, they call me back out there. They caught a guy trying to break into the house.
Oh, so wow.
I have to go fucking, like, there's nothing we can do. The bank owns it. There's no one to press charges. But I go to another house. It's a 2-story house.
Yeah.
And this house is shady as fuck. It's in what's considered it's on the edge of our historical district.
Okay,
but it's in that, like, you know, on the edge of it, it's like shitty. So this one's on like the 400 block of South Kentucky.
Got it.
Town. So yeah, it's a shit, area. Yeah. I go in the house, and as soon as I walk in the door, I can tell someone's been in there recently because there's doors open that weren't open the last time.
Doorknobs are still warm.
Right? There's jizz on the floor.
The toilet seat was still warm.
There's fucking cum everywhere. It's weird. But no, doors are open that weren't open before. So it's like, oh, fuck, someone's been in here. And I know someone had been in there before last time because there was beer cans left in there. So someone had been in there getting drunk. So
there's,
I go through,
on the cans.
I do my bottom floor inspection, and I normally take it. I've got this fucker here. I normally take with me just in case.
Jeremy just whipped out
my pocket knife. I whipped out my dick. This is the sound of me whipping out my dick. But
it's mechanical.
I have my pocket knife, and I left
my machete.
Dude, I left my fucking pocket knife in the car.
Of course.
So I was like, fuck. So this house, the doorknobs, it's old as fuck. The doorknobs don't work as well.
Yeah.
So they have the doors padlocked shut. So I have the padlock with my middle knuckles through it, like a pair of brass knuckles in case someone's in there. I get up to the top floor and a door shut that wasn't shut before.
Oh, great.
I was like, oh, fuck me. Like, so I go and I try to open the door and it won't open.
Yeah.
And so I start like kicking this fucking door and it won't open. Mm-hmm. And it's the top is moving, but the bottom's not moving. Someone's in there.
Do you have one of those keys, like for the real estate keys?
I've got, I don't think it's in here. I have a master set of keys.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And then most of the houses I go to, they have those little lock boxes on them. Yeah. I have the codes of those lock boxes. Neat. So, dude, I fucking, like, I know someone's in this room.
Yeah.
So I start shoving, like, muscling as much muscle and weight as I can put into it. And I push the door open. There's a dude standing in this fucking room, pulling his pants up, getting, like, buttoning him up. And he's just wide-eyed, scared shitless. Yeah. So if you haven't watched us on Twitch, if you haven't seen us on social media, I'm 6 feet tall, 230 pounds now, 38, uh-huh. 238 pounds, tattoos, bald with a beard. At this point, I hadn't shaved the beard yet.
Yeah, and you get that big swastika on your forehead.
Yeah, big swastika on my forehead. Hitler with a fucking knife tattooed on the other side. But
you got Hitler banging Satan.
Hitler banging Satan with Mickey Mouse watching on the other side. Mickey Mouse doing the Nazi salute. But no, seriously, like I fucking push the door open and I'm scared shitless. I'm shaking at this point. And I don't know why I didn't just back up and call the police.
You know, you probably would just would have like, if you would have touched him, you probably just like would have fragilely like broken the glass.
Just wait for this. This gets fucking better, dude. Like I could not fucking write this story. It's so funny. Top floor. Remember, I'm on the second floor of this house. Like, I just lose it as soon as I see the guy. Yeah. Like, I get super aggro super fast.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do or say. And I'm just like, fuck are you doing here? What the fuck, bro? What the fuck are you doing here? And I just start screaming at the guy. Yeah. And he's just all, I just needed a place to stay for the night. I just needed a place to stay. And I was all, like, I don't even get to explain why I'm there fully. Because I'm like, two-word sentences. I'm like, you shouldn't be here. I'm an inspector. Like, yeah. I'm a fucking occupancy inspector. That's my title. But I don't explain, like, bro, I'm an occupancy inspector. This is why I should be here. Like, it's just so, fuck you, man. I'm an inspector. And I fucking walk back to the stairs. I walk back to the stairs. And I, like, I frame myself where he's going to have to come past me to get down those stairs. I'm an inspector. Fuck you. I'm an inspector.
I'm an inspector.
But I frame myself up where he's going to have to go past me to get out of the house. And I'm on the phone with 911 by this point. Yeah. And I'm letting him know. I was like, hey, can you send an officer? There's a squatter inside this house. And I go to walk out the front door. And there's only one way for him to come out of this house. I go to walk out the front door. He's fucking running down the street already. Oh, he jumped out the window of the fucking second story. And he's running down the street, but he's trying to put his shoes on.
Yeah.
So as he like sees me, he looks at me and gives me this double thumbs up. Like, are we cool, bro?
Good.
I fucking flip him off. And as he tries to run away, he's trying to put his shoe on. Fucking eats shit. Trying to put his shoe on. And then just takes off down the street.
We good. We're good, bro.
It was such a fucking event, dude. And it took me like, I was done for the day after that. I called my mom. I was like, do you have anything for anxiety? Like, I'm fucking shaking right now. Like, my adrenaline fucking spiked. Anxiety, like, bro. I was done for the day. I was like, I'm going to go. I was late picking up my daughter. Because as soon as I was done with that one, I was going to go pick my daughter up. So I didn't even do any other houses. I just picked her up and came home. I was like, I'm fucking through for the day.
How do you top that? Like, you have to call it a day after that.
Dude, and
you got to call it a week after that.
I've been so, like, reluctant to go in houses. Yeah. Like, before, I just didn't give a fuck.
You got to think, though. That's probably the worst of the worst.
Yeah, and that guy probably won't come
back. Unless you walk in, like, you know, like a crazy homeless.
Well, see, what happens is I reported what had happened to our company. Our company sent a team out there, and all the broken windows, they drilled plexiglass into the frame so they can't, no one can get back in. Yeah. Rechanged all the locks, rebolted all the doors. So within a week,
the bank does that.
Yeah, the bank sends. Well, actually, I'm basically a private contractor, and a company sends me out. The bank fucking, because what happens is these wait, banks.
Are you the one putting all these locks on the doors?
No, I'm not putting the locks on them. No, I'm not.
I broke into your house.
Did you? Yeah, I know, right? no, what happens, I've learned, and not even through this job, I've learned somewhere else, that these bank, when these houses go vacant, the bank sits on them for as long as they can, and then when they're forced to put them up to auction, they get some sort of insurance claim. So they actually make more money by making it sit vacant for a while.
Those banks, man.
Yep.
God, I thought banks were good guys.
Yeah, no. Who would know? Did you see, speaking of banks,
they were looking out for the small
people. Did you see... was it on Jimmy Kimmel or whatever where Ron Funches was talking about just giving fucking bank money away to people?
No.
He said he worked, it was Ron, an interview with Ron Funches, and I think it was Conan O'Brien. I think it was Conan O'Brien. And he was saying he worked for a bank for like a year and he got fired because, what the fuck? Fuck you, Mike Rome.
Yeah, get Mike Rome off. I hate Mike Rome.
You want me to get him off?
No. No, I want to kill him. Remember when What's-His-Face wanted to murder him on TV?
Who was it?
Jim Everett.
Yes, I do.
That was great.
But anyways,
God damn. You calling him Jill or something?
It was Jim Rome.
Oh, who was that?
That was Mike Rome.
Oh.
Mike Rome or whatever. Mike Rome.
Okay. I still hate
from, Jim Rome was the one for the... I hate Jim Rome. I fucking hate Jim Rome.
Mike Rome from Dirty Jobs?
No. Was that Mike Rome? Mike Rome from WWE.
Oh, Mike Rome.
The Corey Graves wannabe.
Oh. Nerd. That guy.
Did you see them on Ride Along?
Ride Along, yeah.
Did you see the other fucking Ride Along?
With the Elias
yeah. in a fucking limo.
In a limo. Oh. And it's like, I love the way you.
I just went guys. Just talking about it. I just went from six to midnight. Fuck.
It was hilarious. And he's like, "I'm performing back here.
Can you take it easy?
Get a little easy on the road."
I want to see that so much. Yeah. But what the fuck was I saying?
We went from like homeless people.
I know it's been a wild ride.
And then
and Daniel Bryan. Speaking of homeless people, Daniel Bryan's back.
He does look homeless. He's letting the hair grow out again.
So, all right, anyways, just to get back into it, Daniel Bryan's back.
You almost wrestled a squatter, so.
Yeah, cool. Right? Motherfucker took every bump imaginable
Tuesday night, right? Oh, he, like, took all the bumps.
Fuck you, I'm an inspector.
Fuck you, I'm an inspector.
I didn't know what to say. Like, you're the first person I've told that to that's what fantastic. I said.
That's a great story.
But, yeah, man. Daniel Bryan's back.
Yeah, man, that's exciting.
So, goddamn, I have, as much as I love what they did with Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens fucking murdering him, I have a problem with that segment.
Yeah.
I have a big problem with that segment. So, all day on Twitter, what happened? Everybody fucking put their support out and how happy they were. Everybody outside of the company, everybody in the company, primarily people on that SmackDown locker room, right? They all were happy on Twitter and talking about how happy they were to see Daniel Bryan's return. Where the fuck were they when he was getting murdered? That's a glaring fucking hole in that story. Like, we're just going to let Daniel Bryan, as fragile as we think he might be, we're going to let these two basically fucking commit murder and brutalize this son of a bitch. Like, what should have happened if they wanted to get them over even more? Because they did get them over as heels. Yeah. They did. Like, that fucking crowd hated them. And if you wanted to get them over, yeah, it was the point.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to turn that dial up a little bit more, what I would have done is fed them at first a couple guys like Ty Dillinger,
yeah,
Zack Ryder if he's around, some of the guys in the back that aren't on TV a lot, the Ascension maybe, and have Sami Zayn and fucking Tyler Breeze and Fandango. Yeah. Have these guys come out to try to save them and have them get laid out by Owens and Zayn, and then you send out the big dogs. You send out AJ Styles, you send out Nakamura, and you have them instantly just turn and run through the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And just show that they're pussies, and it gets them over even more as a heel. But show some sort of support to Daniel Bryan instead of sending out fucking referees. Like,
yeah.
I
love this idea.
But I do still. So after that, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are fired.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Owens is now Kevin Steen on Twitter.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, Kevin changed his name to Kevin Steen and blacked out his picture. And changed his tag to @FightSteenFight. So he's no longer Kevin Owens. And Sami Zayn kept the Sami Zayn name. He didn't go back to El Generico.
Yeah.
But he removed, it's @WWE Sami Zayn. He removed the WWE portion.
He had El Generico was a separate Twitter. That's
yeah. Here's what I would do, though. Like, I wish this would have happened a month ago. Because if this would have happened a month ago, how great would it have been if they would have had the two of them show up at Ring of Honor? Mm-hmm. Or evolve for one match and play into the fired thing and then have him come back and attack Daniel Bryan again or some shit. You know what I mean? But there's with 2 weeks left to Mania, we just don't have the time to run anything like that. We're obviously, I mean, this has got to lead into a tag match, right? Shane and Daniel Bryan versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Like, that's got to be where we're ending up.
Yeah.
But goddamn, it was good. Daniel Bryan's back. He took every bump imaginable.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are monster heels.
Daniel Bryan and Shane versus Owens and Sami.
It's got to be what happens. I think some ascension will happen.
Yeah, I think so.
Or dissension, I should say.
Ascension.
Right.
Something's
going to happen between.
Shane lost with two in a row. So.
Yeah. Shane and Daniel are not going to get along very well in this match somehow. Because I almost want to see that match more.
Yeah.
Because we've been building to it for so long.
We thought we were going
to
get it.
But you know what the shitty part of all of this is? I'm like, God damn it, he's cleared and Miz is on another brand.
Oh, I know. That would be
Fuck, man. Like, you put like our dream list of people that we would want to see him against. Miz has got to be number one on that list, man. God damn. So the shitty part about this, like, this is our main storyline, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's overshadowing the out of AJ Styles and Nakamura.
And I don't know if that was planned or not, but like that definitely does a wrench in the plans.
So you know. Nakamura and AJ Styles are, I feel, are going to be like Randy Savage and Steamboat from WrestleMania 3. Because that match, when WrestleMania 3 was over, who was talking about Macho Man versus Steamboat? Nobody. What were they talking about?
Hogan
and Andre. But here we are.
People always refer back to that match.
Years and years later, and that match is the standout.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what's going to happen. Like, we don't have a build. That match is for nothing. What is that match for? Other than the title. There's no emotion. There's no storyline. There's nothing on the line other than, hey, it's a wrestling match for the title.
Yeah.
There's nothing happening. We're putting all of our effort and our fucking creativity into that tag match.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That match is going to be amazing. Everything else on that card is going to be amazing. Like, I think I texted you earlier in the week. Like, I feel like this WrestleMania could take over as my new favorite WrestleMania.
It's on the pace to do so.
There's just so much. Like, I have not been this giddy and excited for WrestleMania in a long time. Like, trust me, last year I was excited for WrestleMania, but you know what I did all day, like, leading up to WrestleMania? Worked in my backyard.
No.
I'm going to masturbate all day leading up to this one.
Well, think about it too. Like, who's majorly injured right now? Nobody.
Nobody, really.
Nobody's injured this year.
Yeah.
This is the first Mania
in a while that we've had the full roster.
Samoa Joe, granted though, he's not like that A-plus marquee.
Yeah.
He's the only guy that's not.
You think he returns the night after?
I think they're saying that he's coming back the night after.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a bummer that he doesn't have a marquee match. But for the majority of it, all the major stars are going to be around.
It's good, man.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, we're piling on. Like, we've got the Ronda Rousey storyline going on. Yeah, Dean's out. But, I mean, who misses Dean? Like, I hate to say that.
Yeah.
But who misses Dean?
Nobody.
Nobody's missing Dean right now. Roman Reigns is still suspended.
Supposedly, yeah.
And my wife the whole time, she's like, they need to do something about this. He's beating up police officers. This is setting a bad example.
He's
like, Austin did it.
Blue lives matter.
Austin beat the shit out of police officers.
He did all the time.
All the fucking time.
Yeah.
Did you see Roman's wrist, though? Light,
they really do. Yeah, that dude.
His wrist was fucking bruised, man.
Did you see, well, like, he put those cuffs on at
one,
and, like, I think Roman, like, reacted, like, dude, you're
too tight.
Yeah.
Well, did you see they zoomed in on it?
Yeah, after
and it was, like, a fucking half inch thick.
You could see his wrist, like, going around the thing.
The bruise on his wrist was, like, half inch thick.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
That's gross. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's not coming back.
No, he's fired.
Yeah, he's fired.
Indy.
Yeah.
He's
just
screwed up the cuffs.
Indy Taker.
You have one job to do.
One job, you fucking indie. You indie fuck.
You dumb indie
you fucking
bastard.
Indie fuck.
You dumb
fucking douche
indie
nozzle.
Wrestler that's never going to make it.
I've been hearing Bubba Ray or Bully Ray on the radio refer to everybody as douche nozzles lately.
Douche nozzles.
Yeah.
Like that. I'm going to call everybody douche nozzles.
Douche nozzles.
There's a show I watch on Disney Channel with my son.
Zombies?
Bizarre-vark. Besides zombies. It's amazing.
I haven't watched it yet. My daughter wants to watch
it. Oh my God. You can watch it online.
You know what? She's the one that we got fucking drug into.
Don't say Descendants.
Descendants.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what though?
It's not that bad.
That music's pretty good.
Yeah. And you know what though?
She's chilling like a villain. It's not bad.
She's in her 20s. I could say it.
Oh, Dove Cameron.
Yeah, Dove Cameron's pretty fucking hot.
She's
in Marvel now. Yeah, Agents of Shield.
She's a Marvel girl now. Bizarre-vark.
And, I don't even know what that is. No.
Oh my God, it's hilarious. It has to be guys like people our age writing this show because it's really funny. And then. So this kid, he's like 15 years old, lives with his grandma. His grandma plays a prank on him. She sends him this like letter saying that it's from his uncle. He just died and left him. She's like, here's this letter he left you. You know, he wanted you to have this when he died. And so he reads the letter and it's like, blah, blah, blah. He starts reading. It's like, hey, you know, dear Frankie, blah, 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 or whatever the kid's name is. And he's like, and then he starts even reading and he goes, blah, 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 blah. Here's $1 million. What? And so then like the kid like just goes off on a tangent, just telling everybody like, I'm better than everybody here.
Yes.
Like, he starts telling like everybody the biz. He just gives it to everybody.
This needs to be written into the WWE.
Yeah. And so at the end of the night, the grandma comes back and she's like, so how'd you like that prank I played on you? And he's like, what are you talking about?
Fuck you, Mike Rome. I haven't even he's tapped
like,
on the video.
About? She's like, yeah, the prank, the letter. How'd
I'm
you like that prank?
That shit
he's
out.
Like, oh no. It's so, like the next day it comes to it and he's like, so some things were said. I'm like, this is genius.
That's good, man.
This is genius.
I'm gonna have to watch that now.
Yeah, it's funny. Your kids will love it.
I'll have to check that out.
And Ezra, like, I don't know why. He's a year and a half, but he's so into that show.
So I ran a poll.
You did.
I ran a poll.
You ran down my poll.
I ran up your poll, if you know what I mean. Let's see, because I ran it on Twitter and I ran it on Facebook. So let's go to Twitter first.
Is this show
going to
be called F you, I'm an inspector?
Fuck you, I'm an inspector.
Or is this show going to be called running up the poll?
Sitting on the poll. And everyone will fucking tune in.
Is this about NASCAR?
Yeah, everyone's going to tune in thinking it's Indy or NASCAR.
Oh man, when's Daytona?
When's Daytona? Are you guys going to talk about Talladega, you sons of bitches?
About the big one at Talladega.
So Matt and I used to be really into NASCAR. We used to even play fantasy NASCAR. Yeah. So I asked, which Undertaker would you rather face John Cena at WrestleMania?
Oh yeah, that's right.
American Badass or the Dead Man?
I voted for the Dead Man.
I know you did. 60% of our fans on Twitter said American Badass. 40% said the Dead Man.
Yeah.
And then Facebook, I believe, was 75-25.
Oh yeah,
or
the Facebook one.
68 one. Something. Like, let me look. The Facebook one.
The Twitter. The Facebook.
Her fucking Facebook. I always laugh every time I go to our Facebook because that goddamn picture of John Cena on. Yeah. Have you watched that video?
Yeah, of course I have.
Yeah. 78% Dead Man, or excuse me, 78% American Badass, 22%. I just want to run fucking polls on Facebook all the time because you can use GIFs.
Cool. Yeah, you can use GIFs.
I thought that was so cool.
GIFs.
You want the Dead Man, huh?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter to me.
So we're getting...
I just want a good match.
We're getting American Badass.
Oh, yeah, it has to happen.
And that's why you're going to have a good match, is because you're having the American Badass, I feel like. Because
Kid Rock got inducted?
Probably. But, I mean... That's the one thing most people are pointing to is Kid Rock's going to be there. Now he can play him out, so it has to be the American Badass. Yes, you're right, but B, fuck you.
No, I'd rather have Limp Bizkit.
Would you? I'd rather have American... No. I had him play him out once, and I watched that video, and it's terrible.
I love when Taker came back to the...
Are you scared?
Yeah. And then when it just hit, like, you're like, what?
I have been playing that in my fucking car like crazy lately.
Oh, I noticed your Spotify.
Yeah. But no, so that's a thing. Mm-hmm. You've got Kid Rock there, so he's obviously going to be there that weekend. And he can play him out. Mm-hmm.
How great would it be if Kid Rock canceled?
Taker, fuck, it'd be great, right? Taker laid down the hat, the gloves, and the jacket, right?
Yeah.
Not his boots. So the hat, the gloves, and the jacket are solidifying, or just like symbolizing that character is retired, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Who got John Cena over on SmackDown? Kurt Angle, right?
Kurt Angle.
But who was the first person to give him the rub in the back?
Taker. Taker was giving him the hand.
American Badass Taker is the one who told him, good job, kid, or whatever the fuck
it
was he told
Cena's
him.
Cena's coming out in tight?
Yeah, maybe. He's going to come out ruthless aggression Cena with the fucking hair spiked up. But no, seriously, it's got to be him. It really is. And especially if we're looking at maybe next year putting him in the Hall of Fame, I think you want to humanize that character as much as you can because you know Mark Calloway is going to have to give that speech.
Gosh, I got this cool little update. In case you missed it, the Smart Marks photo, it looks as though Rey Mysterio will indeed miss New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong Style.
When did you get that?
Just now. Just because you tweeted it, and then I guess
I tweeted that like days ago.
That's what I'm saying. Or today. In case you missed it. It's stupid.
That's weird.
Twitter.
Anyways, back to where I was. Where was I at? And then John Cena's calling him out. And the way Cena's calling him out, he's referring to, like, oh, I saw you training with your wife on Instagram. Like, is the Dead Man really going to be on Instagram? Are we really going to talk about that? Like, Mark Calloway is going to be on Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't like the Kane idea. I don't. I think
that's why it's a one-off. That's why it's going to end after Monday.
I think you still hold Taker off until... Fuck, if Bully Ray brought this up, and I mean, if it was me, what I would do is I'd have Undertaker's music start at Mania,
yeah,
and you would have like start to play the Dead Man, and then like even fill the ramp with smoke and stuff, and then hear the fucking motorcycle rev instead, yeah. And then have American Badass hit.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Bully Ray's idea for it is fucking amazing, but I know WWE will never do it. He said that have him answer the challenge somehow without showing up, then have the Undertaker music start, fill the room with smoke, have a hologram of the Undertaker show up in the ring, like the Tupac hologram,
yeah.
And have John walk up to it kind of confused, and right as he gets to it, all the fucking lights go out.
Right about as he gets to his knees and about to blow the Taker.
Right.
And
yep. But yeah, no, he said all the lights go out, you hear the motorcycle rev, and then you hear, are you scared? Yeah. And that's how you lead
that's
into it.
I'm
like,
it,
that
right?
would be
yeah,
fucking
that's how
amazing.
He came out, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
But I think if this is the match we're getting and it is American Badass, I think you let him go out on top.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think you let him win and you give all of us that moment of him riding the bike back up to the ramp mm-hmm. and just sitting there on the ramp with his hand held high and all of us holding our hands up with him.
I hope he blows the engine on the bike. The bike stalls halfway up.
I just keep thinking, I'm like, if he leaves his boots in the ring, he has to drive that bike up the ramp barefoot.
I want him to leave his chaps in the ring.
Right.
And he has to wear bare ass.
As long as we don't get Big Evil Taker, I'm all right.
Oh, yeah.
You've done it now. You've gone and blowed John Cena.
You've got a shitty theme song.
So bringing Undertaker back kind of sucks in a way because we did all of this for Roman Reigns by having him lose to Taker.
He beat the Dead Man.
Right. But even bringing him back anyways.
He beat the version of the Undertaker that had been so dominant all right. those years.
But still, bringing him back still takes a blow to John or to Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
But bringing him back as the American Badass softens that blow.
Yeah.
So you're right. You're absolutely yeah. right. But this, I mean, you have to bring him back as American Badass mm-hmm. for that reason. So last year's match at WrestleMania, I felt like there was a lot on the line for both of them.
Yeah.
Taker had... I'm sure Taker was like stressed out backstage because you have to get this guy over.
A giant bitch backstage.
You have all this pressure on you to get Roman Reigns over, and you know how hard that task is. Mm-hmm. And Roman Reigns, everything's on the line for him because he's going against Taker.
Yeah,
this year, though, I feel like we're going to get probably one of the best matches ever, one of the best Taker matches, if not one of our favorite WrestleMania matches ever.
He's in with one of the best people to work with.
Exactly. And what is on the line for either one of them? They're like, neither one of them have to get the other over.
Yeah.
They're both at their... John's probably gone for the next 4 months after mm-hmm. this filming movies. Taker's not coming back till next year to be inducted.
Which was awesome.
Both these guys, there's nothing to gain for them. So both of them are going to go in. They're going to have fun. Yeah. We're going to play a greatest hits album, basically, of their moves. Mm-hmm. They're going to, and it's going to be fucking amazing.
Main
like
event,
this match is going to be, it has to be main event, yeah. right?
I'm not mad about that.
Neither am I. Yeah. Like this is going to be a great fucking match. And the more I think about it, the more excited I get because of that. Like there's no pressure on either one of them to perform in this match. Like they
probably,
get to just go in and be themselves.
Perform the best into that kind of.
They probably are. Yeah. Cause again, like who do they have to worry about getting over? It's going to be the funnest match. Either one of them have been in.
Just saying who wants to see me get tombstone by Taker.
Right.
Just like calling, just like saying how it is.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
It's good shit, man. Like this build to WrestleMania is just getting better and better.
Cena does the complete opposite. And instead of kicking out at 2, and it says like we take like 5 tombstones to put away Cena, what if he just takes like 1 monster tombstone?
And he's done.
I think that'd be great. I mean, I love like repeated finishing moves, just like. But I think if like if they just ended on the 1, let him hit the last ride before, let him hit like a couple of choke slams on him, you know, let Cena hit him with the attitude adjustment 6 times,
right?
And Taker keep kicking out. But let it in with 1 tombstone.
So
in the center of that ring, Taker writes out. I think that would be great. Yeah.
I keep worrying because you keep looking at your watch, and I know it's notifications. I'm like, fuck, are we pressed for time?
Oh no,
have we been talking too long?
No, I got like this notification.
We did talk a lot about bullshit earlier. Yeah. I just realized the time we have been going for a while about bullshit.
Down for too long. So
yeah. Fuck Apple. Fuck Apple.
It's like you're sitting down. You're
Steve Jobs is reminding you from the grave that you need to
stand
up
for 2 minutes. You don't want poor leg circulation.
Poor leg circulation's what killed me.
It wasn't the cancer. I just didn't have the Apple Watch.
Look what it did to Stephen Hawking. Oh, wait. That was something else.
Stephen Hawking died. Yeah.
I saw somebody shared a meme. It said, Stephen Hawking 2011, there is no God. It said, God 2018, there is no Stephen Hawking. It's fucking terrible.
I like that. Give me that.
Who's going to be Braun Strowman's partner?
Bobby Lashley.
I saw that's a possibility.
I think if you,
I don't want him to have a partner.
I don't want him either, but I think if you want to give him something to do, suppose he's coming at Mania, I guess that's the way to bring him in.
That's a good way. Like I'm okay with that.
And if we're doing a default rule that hey, there's gonna be 2 guys for these titles,
yeah,
bring Bobby Lashley.
Well, do you think they say that?
There's just no way. There's just no way that like the bar can overcome it. It's just like holy crap,
yeah.
We're gonna die.
Do you think they do that though? Like they tell him like if you don't find a partner, we will issue you a partner, and that's who he gets.
Maybe yeah.
That might be the route
to
go.
They're gonna issue him one, yeah.
But
you're gonna get a partner. You're gonna get these hands.
You're not gonna get a partner. You're gonna get me marking this place on the places I pooped at, and then you're gonna get these hands.
Mark inducted in the Hall of Fame.
I'm dying. I haven't even done any voices yet. Mark Henry in the Hall of Fame. That's good,
that's
man.
Awesome.
That
Unexpected.
He fucking deserves it,
oh, yeah.
man.
Yeah,
this Hall of Fame class is pretty good. Other than Jeff Jarrett.
It's huge.
You know what? All right. And I wanted to bring this up, and I wasn't on the show
Joe
last
Biden,
week. You know what is fucking great? I noticed this. So they played the package, the Celebrity Wing package, when they announced Kid Rock. You know who was not in that Celebrity Wing package? Donald Trump.
Yeah,
they showed all those other people, and Donald Trump was not listed on there. It's like, you've got to be kidding
That is hilarious. It's funny. But yeah, they're trying to stay away from him. as yeah. much as I can. But great. I had something and I was going to go with it and I forgot all about it. Oh, did you see Kayfabe News actually retweeted Donald Trump's tweet?
No.
And they said they retweeted the one where he's talking about Joe Biden just because they, and even said for the reason was because they couldn't make up that themselves.
Really?
So that they yeah, we retweeted him because we couldn't
make it up.
Come up with anything better than that.
That's so good.
So it's pretty funny. Savannah's temporarily delaying the show to tell her dad, I love you, Daddy. I'm going to bed. Jordan pooped his pants.
I don't know. My wife apparently made a joke about something wrestling that I don't remember, and she's too afraid to come in here and say it.
You need to come on the show. You need to practice.
Just come say it. Just come say it.
We're not on camera, so you can come in.
You gotta have this conversation with Pris before Mania is over.
If it was on Twitch, we'd probably get like all our views would like times.
I'm telling you, like, you just need to quit your job and go to Twitch and just wear a boob shirt all day long. You can make a ton of money.
I can't comment on that because you're not my wife, but I'm going to agree.
You know, did you hear Matt saying that he divorced Pris because she never supported him like Brie Bella supported Daniel Bryan? He's got a point. I mean, when did you tell me to chase my dreams? Yeah.
Come here.
Oh, yeah, we already talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Stone Cold did it all the time.
He did it, though. Huh? You should have heard it in the voice. That
I don't even remember the voice
he
used.
He goes like this.
Inappropriate to beat up cops.
Apparently, I did. You know, I say shit that I don't remember instantly. I'm like, Austin did it.
Now you're Donald Trump. Oh, my God, babe.
Oh, my God, babe.
Oh, my God, babe.
Oh, my God, babe. Melania's going to be so pissed I slept with a stripper. Good night.
Love you guys.
There was a tweet the other day. I think I sent it to you. It said, we have a president that sleeps with strippers.
No, sleeps with porn stars.
Sleeps with porn stars.
And wants to start
a space army, and I still fucking hate him. I thought that was so funny.
I think I retweeted that, too. I was just like, that's gold.
That's good shit.
Yeah.
It's good shit, Maroki. But yeah, so it's got, I guess, Braun and...
Ron and Bobby?
I hope Braun goes by himself because I think that would be so cool to have him by himself.
Remember when I took that stunner at me?
Do you remember when I almost got my head shaved? Melania. Would you love me more if I was bald?
Melania, remember that time I got like half cocked?
It was huge. So is there anything else we need to talk about WWE-wise before we move
NXT
on?
NXT was pretty good. North NXT's American title announced.
Fucking... Johnny Gargano coming back was such it was so goddamn good. We're probably going to get – we normally don't get the heels come back through the crowd. It's normally the faces that do that like Johnny Gargano did. But we're probably going to get Daniel Bryan – or we're going to get them attacking Daniel Bryan next week, I would think. Yeah. It's funny how SmackDown is now the must-watch show. Like,
What if Steen comes out like an old Kevin Steen shirt and Sammy comes out in a generic
mask? It would be so good.
So.
Bully Ray on the radio invited them because Bully Ray's showing up at Supercard of Honor on Saturday night before WrestleMania. Uh-huh. And he's like, look, if you guys are still fired by then, I'm just saying you could wrestle each other, Steen versus Generico in Ring of Honor. Yeah. I'm putting the formal invitation out there.
That's great.
I guess Tommy Dreamer's going to fight Nick Aldis for the NWA title.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see that. I listened to... So I know we didn't break it because I heard it on the radio, but Edge and Christian are inducting the Dudleys in the Hall of Fame. And I was listening to that. I listened to a lot of like radio.
Brought
it up before, but then I was listening to the radio and like full on Bubba asked Edge as they were interviewing him. He's like, hey man, will you induct us? You and Jay?
Yeah.
And it's funny because like, he's like, dude, the whole reason I want you and Jay up there to induct us is I just want to hear you shit all over D-Von. And he brought it up. He's like, we need to find a way, if you're inducting us, to bring Matt and Jeff out there and have all six of us on the stage one last time.
Yeah.
So, but it's funny because each one of those teams has one person to shit on.
Gosh, and the Hardys are the last ones left, huh?
Yeah, and they had talked about how there was kind of an argument with them all during WrestleMania 17 that like they couldn't get the last couple spots set the way they wanted to, and they all were so passionate about certain things that they had to go up into a suite in the Astrodome and lock themselves in there and fight it out. They said that at one point, Jeff didn't want to do the Swanton. He just wanted to fall backwards off the top of the ladder.
Yeah.
They're like, no, you have to do the fucking Swanton. You, there's no way you have to do the Swanton. And that, like, that's how they ended.
Legacy, it did.
It really did. Anything else WWE related before we move on?
No, I think we're good.
Bobby Lashley, possibly.
Shotzi Blackheart is scheduled to appear at DWE.
Yes.
Taking on Chelsea Green.
We're going to that, right?
Yeah, we have to.
Like, hands down, we have to go to that. Like, I'm really excited
hands
to go
down,
see
pants
that.
Down.
Hands down, pants down. Pants off, dance off. That's April when?
21st.
Okay, cool. So
I think you said you might have something going on that day.
I don't.
Yeah.
My wife is going out of town. She's going to New Orleans, but it's like 27th through 29th. Oh. A friend of hers is in the Navy. And she got, because she'd been deployed, she got,
my dad was in the Navy.
Right. Because she got deployed, she got like a weekend in New Orleans. So she, and they're best friends. So she asked my wife if she'd go. I was like, why couldn't it be fucking WrestleMania weekend? God damn it.
Why can't you go during Mardi Gras?
Right. Beads. What else?
Beads, beer.
I'm trying to think. What else? Anything else? I think that's it, WWE wise, right? I know there's a lot more going on. We did get Nia versus
we're gonna get
Alexa
Nia
Bliss.
Versus Alexa. Charlotte versus Asuka cemented.
Yep.
Yeah, because I wrapped up Fastlane last
You know what?
Week.
We normally do this before, like leading up. We keep talking WrestleMania and we go through the card a bunch of times. Let's break down the card as it's set now. Because we know it evolves a little bit and it'll probably evolve some more. Let me find the WrestleMania 34 Wikipedia. Yeah, because you're going to jizz to this, aren't you?
Put some plastic over there.
So the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, it is happening. I had wondered if we were going to even do the Andre the Giant one because we had the fucking What's Her Tits one. That shit, the Moolah one,
the
fucking spiral big time.
Right? Yeah.
She used to fucking pimp out her fucking proteges.
Yeah. I'm
like,
glad that it came out. Yeah.
Oh, man. Like, as soon as they announced her, I was like, you're fucking kidding me, right? And I love
Everybody
that the
kinda thought that.
The petition was not for them to take it down. It was for Snickers to tell them to take it down. They're like, look, you guys fucking sponsor this?
They did
you
the right
need
thing.
To.
They went after the sponsor.
Yep, and the sponsor put pressure on them and said, look, motherfuckers. So the women's battle royal. So we got two battle royals. The Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey versus Triple H and Steph. Yeah. Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali. That's probably going to be pre-show, but I don't give a fuck. That's still a great match. Yeah. Cesaro and Sheamus versus Braun and TBD. Charlotte
the
versus
Bobby
Asuka.
Dashley?
The Bobby Dashley.
Bobby Dashley.
Charlotte versus Asuka, Alexa versus Nia, Randy Orton versus Bobby Roode versus Jinder Mahal.
Yeah.
Like, again, like, this match, there's no skin in the game other than the title, but it's still a good fucking match.
They're doing the best.
I'm honestly kind of over Bobby Roode right now.
It's kind of wearing thin.
Same thing with Shinsuke. Yeah. They didn't do much with either one of those guys, and it's sad.
I think they're going to do – well, Shinsuke's winning the title. This is, I think that's going to be
that's
kind
probably
of a
it.
Test
yeah.
to push his character further. I think the shakeup will
– come on.
Yeah. Come on. I think the shakeup will send Bobby to Raw.
I love that both mid-tier titles have a triple threat.
Yeah.
Because for the IC title is The Miz, Seth Rollins, and Finn Balor, and fuck what a match.
Yeah.
I want those new Balor Club shirts.
Oh,
the
OGBC.
Yeah. And this is forever. I want that. Because they are the first, they're the founding members
first
of the
Bullet
Club. AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura, Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. And they're not even listing John Cena and Undertaker on here because it's not set in stone yet. I mean, it's fucking happening, right? Like, let's not even pretend, but that's happening. But this weekend, Sunday the 25th, live on Access TV, this is the best part of this, is New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong Style Evolved is live this weekend. So if you have Access TV, you're able to watch this event live from Long Beach. And the fucking matchup here is great. Like, this card is so fucking good. So just running from the bottom to the top, we've got KS, Kazuchika Okada, and Tomohiro Ishii versus Shogun or Suzuki Gunn, Minoru Suzuki, and Zack Sabre Jr.
Nice.
Then we also have Los Inarables de Japón. I'm getting better at this. Bushi, Himuro, Takahashi, and Sanada. And Naito versus Taguchi Japan, Hiroshi Tanahashi, Kushida, and Taguchi and Dragon Lee, it says. And then we also have Chaos. Did I skip around? No, I didn't. I thought I skipped one. What the fuck? Bullet Club, Cody and Marty Scurll versus the Gorillas of Destiny.
Yeah.
I love the implosion of the Bullet Club right now. Yeah. Like, it's so fucking good. Chaos, Chucky T, and Toro Yano versus Killer Elite Squad, Davey Boy Smith Jr. and Lance Archer. Then we also have Chaos, Gato, and Goto versus Taguchi Japan, David Finlay, and Juice Robinson. Fucking Juice Robinson is on a tear right now in New Japan. I'm really enjoying everything that he's doing. Roppongi 3K, Rocky Romero, Sho, and Yo versus SoCal Uncensored, Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian, and Scorpio Sky.
Yeah.
The Golden Lovers, Kenny Omega and Kota Ibushi versus the fucking Young Bucks.
Yeah.
Jushin Thunder Liger was set to face Rey Mysterio Jr., and now he is set to face Will Ospreay. The original word was that Rey Mysterio was pulled off of this card because of a bicep injury, but that bicep injury found him in Birmingham at the WWE doctor. So... there's rumors that he could be Braun Strowman's partner too. Oh. And you could get the Big Show Rey Mysterio kind of reunion. I don't want to see that again. I mean, it'd be cool, but that's not what I'm after.
I forgot they were attacking.
What if they fucking bring back Ellsworth? And Ellsworth is his partner.
Oh.
And he basically just knocks Ellsworth out and wins the titles on his own.
That'd be hilarious. It could work.
I could go with that.
I could do a one-off with Ellsworth and him not being around.
And Jay White versus Hangman Page.
Cool. U.S. title on the line?
Yep. Super Card of Honor. No, the IWGP.
U.S.
title. Heavyweight. It says, yeah, United States heavyweight title. Sorry. Super Card of Honor. We're going to see Cody Rhodes versus Kenny Omega to determine the leader of the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
That's going to be fucking great.
That's cool.
If Bullet Club's left. So I shared this tweet, and it made me laugh really fucking hard. I got some stuff that I saved.
I got some things.
Some boobs. Some boobs and things.
It's huge.
So you brought up Hulk Hogan stuff. A rep has confirmed Hulk Hogan is back in talks with WWE about returning to the company and filling the new role of general manager. Because I'm sure Daniel Bryan's not going to be manager anymore if he's going to go back to entering competition, right?
Yeah.
I want to see Hogan back, but not full time. Like, I don't want to see him as a fucking general manager. I guess Kenny Omega and Austin Creed, Xavier Woods were shit talking each other back and forth about video games. And he said, ha ha ha, Kenny Omega, you retired me the last time we met. Who won? Bring your friends next time and they can get this work too. And like clapped it out. And Kenny replied with, oh, the one time you beat me in something? Well, I'm running a little low in friends at the moment. Long story. But don't think this is over, Creed. I'm coming for you. And Creed replied, the one time? Like the one time I beat you in Def Jam Vendetta, DDR, Windjammers, and Brawlhalla? I'm easily your Decathlon gaming superior.
That's great.
What other fight, steam fight? And his last tweet was hashtag fight for your dreams.
Yeah.
I thought that was so fucking good. Do I have any more wrestling saved? Bobby Lashley is a possibility. Dude, have you seen the Saudi Arabia event?
No.
It's going to happen?
No.
This is April 27th in Saudi Arabia. They're going to have a major WWE event. 7 titles will be on the line. Damn. And a 50-man battle royal. And they're going to televise it on the WWE Network.
Awesome.
And they announced this event like a month ago, I think. And they just announced yesterday that it will be televised on the network. 50-man Royal Rumble.
50-man Hakalash Battle Royal.
God. Tickets for the event at the King Abdullah Sports Stadium in Jeddah on April 27th are to go on sale March 31st. And said a news release on Monday. It's not saying... I think they said like Triple H and a couple other people are supposed to be in this, but you got to think they're going to probably have some NXT people. We're going to see some NXT people definitely during
the women's one.
Yep.
The women's battle royal. That's going to be great.
We're going to see NXT women in there. We've got to see NXT men in the Andre the Giant one. After Daniel Bryan returned, Matt Hardy tweeted and said, the 7 deities have bestowed kindness upon the WWE universe. In return for... Why have we not talked about the Ultimate Deletion at all?
Ultimate Deletion was great.
In return for deleting Bray and Abigail into the Lake of Reincarnation, we've all been awarded with the regenerated vessel for the Dragon of America. It was truly the Ultimate Deletion. Hashtag yes, yes, yes. So, yeah, fucking Ultimate Deletion was amazing, right?
Yeah, I loved it.
I didn't like the ending as much. It fell a little flat for me, but everything else was fucking great.
It was like everything that they had tried to use during all the Ultimate Deletion type of matches. And, I thought it was great.
I loved Jeff showing up, singing he's got the whole world in his hands.
Oh, that was
so good.
And then he flipped the boat open. Yeah, because he had flipped the boat open.
It was Senior Benjamin holding it. So, are we getting Husky Harris back?
Something. I think something still is.
Or do you think he comes back with the flowered shirts?
Maybe.
I think that's probably where we're going to go to because you can't bring back
Husky. I would take him being part of like the broken family.
Oh, that'd be so good, right?
Yeah.
And then he snaps and they go back to fighting each other again?
Yeah.
Because
you have to. You don't go into the Lake of Resurrection and not come out.
I love how many people were pissed off about it.
I loved it.
I was talking with TJ about it. He's like, you know what is the most exciting part is ready to see all the casual WWE fans tweets who fucking hate this when it's done. And as it was done, he was sending me pictures of all their tweets. He's like,
I love Rebby playing Bray's theme.
I know.
That was cool.
I caught it for a minute. I was like, that's fucking Bray's theme. There's a behind the scenes video where she's playing it and she's like kind of prepping for it. It's fucking good.
It's neat. Yeah. I love that was cool.
God damn, it was so good. I really, really, really enjoyed Ultimate Deletion. Ultimate Deletion. Oh, George Washington, you love carrots as much as I love green beans. I love that they brought George Washington back. Oh, man, we don't have a lot of time, do we?
No, we're about an hour already.
Yeah, we'll run through this real quick. I wanted to run through this last week, and I saved this. So we'll run through it really quick. 2017 Wrestling Observer Newsletter Awards were released. And some of these are pretty good. And that's why I wanted to run through them. So Wrestler of the Year, which is the Ric Flair Luthez Awards, they have a top 10 for each category. So Wrestler of the Year, number 10, I'll go 10 to 1. Chris Jericho, Tomohiro Ishii, Hiroshi Tanahashi, Brock Lesnar at number 7, Rush, Kenta Miyari, AJ Styles at number 4, Tetsuya Naito, Kenny Omega, and Kazuchika Okada is number 1. Most Outstanding Wrestler, Okada was number 1. WWE wrestlers that you saw on the list, AJ Styles took number 3, Kenny Omega was number 2. We'll kind of cut down instead of going through all of them if there's more than five. Tag Team of the Year, top 5, Nueva Generacion Dinamantes from CMLL. Sheamus and Cesaro, number 4. War Machine, number 3. The Usos, number 2. And for the fourth year in a row, Young Bucks. Best on Interviews, number 5, Kevin Owens, Kenny Omega, The Miz, number 2, Chris Jericho, Conor McGregor, number 1, as voted by fans. So I guess from what I can tell, UFC is allowed to be voted in this. Promotion of the Year, number 5. Promotion of the Year, number 5, CMLL. Number 4, UFC. 3, WWE. Number 2, Ring of Honor. And number 1, New Japan. New Japan received 5,871 votes, with Ring of Honor at number 2 with only 1,200 votes. Best Weekly TV Show, Ring of Honor is number 5. Number 4 being The Elite. Number 3, CMLL, Friday Night Arena, Mexico. Number 2, NXT. And number 1, New Japan on Access.
Raw and SmackDown aren't even on
the top 5. No, they're not even on the top 5. Let's see here. Raw and SmackDown. SmackDown was 6. Raw was 9.
Yeah.
Match of the Year. If Raw was 9, what else beat it out?
What else is there?
I don't know, but that's big.
Main event?
Match of the Year. Okada versus Omega at Dominion 611 was number 5. Naito versus Omega at G1 Climax was number 4. Okada versus Shibata on April 9th was number 3. Okada versus Omega October 12th is number 2. And Okada versus Omega at Wrestle Kingdom was number 1. Feud of the Year, Jon Jones and Daniel Cormier was number 5. Kushida and Takahashi was number 4. Tanahashi and Naito, number 3. McGregor and Mayweather, number 2. And Omega and Okada is number 1. By far, with 938 votes, with number 2 only getting 62 votes. Most Charismatic, Shinsuke Nakamura is number 5, Matt Riddle, Kenny Omega, Conor McGregor, and Tetsuya Naito.
Oh, yeah.
Best Technical Wrestler, Pete Dunne takes number 5, Marty Scurll, Hideki Kazuki, Kushida, and Zack Sabre Jr. at number 1. Best Brawler, Samoa Joe at number 5, Walter at 4, Minoru Suzuki, Shibata, and Tomohiro Ishii at number 1. Best High Flyer, Ray Phoenix, Himuro Takahashi, Volado Jr., Ricochet number 2 with Will Ospreay taking number 1. Most Overrated, which to Brian should be named the most personally hated. I don't know what they're talking about. Most Overrated Wrestler. Number 8. Are you ready for this? Because I don't know why they went to 8.
That's weird.
8 is Braun Strowman. But top 5, The Miz and Bray Wyatt tied. They're all Ring of Honor all WWE for the most part.
Yeah.
Cody, number 4.
Okay.
Baron Corbin, Roman Reigns, and Jinder Mahal, number 1.
Interesting.
Most Underrated Wrestler, Cassius Ohno, number 5, Sami Zayn, Finn Balor, Tomohiro Ishii, and Rusev, number 1.
That's awesome.
Joe's going to enjoy that. Rookie of the Year, Austin Theory, Tomohiro Oka, Bianca Belair, Microman, and Katsuya Kitamura.
Wow, that's cool.
Best non-wrestler of the year, Dario Cueto, Stokely Hathaway, Paul Heyman, Zelina Vega, and Daniel Bryan, number 1. Best TV announcer, Kevin Kelly, number 5, Shapini Nomagi, number 4, Don Callis, Corey Graves, and Mauro Ranallo, number 1.
Cool.
I would put Mauro number 2, yeah. I think. Worst TV announcer, can you guess who's number 1?
Cole.
Booker T.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Byron Saxton took number 5. Matt Stryker, JBL, and Percy Watson got number 2.
Stryker got?
Yeah, Stryker was number 4. Best Major Wrestling Show.
Piss off there.
Right. Best Major Wrestling Event, G1 Finals, NXT TakeOver Chicago, UFC 217, Dominion 611, Wrestle Kingdom. Best Major major wrestling or worst major wrestling show was Battleground, which is not a very fucking good show. Best wrestling move, Black Mass, the V Trigger, Destino, Rainmaker, and the One Ring Angel was number one. Nice. I could see that's a good fucking move. Most disgusting promotional tactic was WWE promoting Jimmy Snuka as a hero in death. Number two was Jinder Mahal's racial interview about Nakamura.
Yeah,
number three was the Ultimate Warrior's lionization breast cancer campaign. And number four was pushing Jinder Mahal as a champion of the Indian market. I guess they're not wrong. Number five was Gabby Garcia against smaller women in Risen.
Yeah.
TV show, number one was Raw. Number two was Impact.
Wow.
Yeah. 205 Live is number three. SmackDown was four. AAA was five. And Lucha Underground was six. Worst match of the year. What do you think worst match of last year was?
Oh, I have no idea.
Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton at WrestleMania 34. Yeah. Number two was Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton in a House of Horrors match.
That was horrible.
Number three was the AAA Rumble. Number four was Alexa Bliss versus Bayley Kendo Stick on a pole match. Number five, Randy Orton versus Jinder Mahal in a Punjabi prison. Three of the top five involved Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Worst feud of the year, Orton versus Wyatt. Every feud in worst feud of the year are from WWE. Every single one of them. Wyatt versus Balor, Bayley versus Bliss, Orton versus Mahal, Nakamura versus Mahal, Orton versus Wyatt. Worst promotion of the year, TNA. WWE took number three. Jeez. Best booker, Gedo by fucking far in New Japan.
Yeah.
Triple H took number two. Promoter of the year was Kidini. Best gimmick of the year was Los Inarables de Japón. Drew Gulak took number five with Velveteen Dream as number two. Worst gimmick, Bray Wyatt and Sister Abigail. I could see that. Jason Jordan as Kurt Angle's son, Dolph Ziggler, Jinder Mahal, and Mike Kanellis is number five. Best wrestling book, who cares? Best documentary, though, number one by far, Ric Flair, 30 for 30.
Yeah.
I love that all the worst, when you go to the worst, they're all WWE.
Probably that Andre the Giant one will probably beat it when the plan comes out.
I cannot fucking wait for that. Anybody want the peanut? I just want to watch I Love You, Man, now.
And just keep watching that scene over and over.
Yep.
On that note. Remember, Marks, you can send us your questions or comments by following us on Twitter at @smart_marks. You're more than welcome to follow us on our personal accounts as well. Follow me, Mateo83. Follow Jeremy, JVader82. Like us on Facebook. There you can interact with us and our fans of the show. You can follow us on Tumblr and Instagram. And if you hate social media altogether, you can still email us a question at smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. Again, the email smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. You guys shop through Amazon. Use the referral link on our Proven Gamer webpage. There's absolutely no added cost. Just use the link, which shows you're a fan of the show, and we'll get a little bit of help from Amazon to keep these lats on. And hey, if you want to directly support the show, please visit patreon.com/provengamer. Monthly donation tiers start at just $1, and there's some awesome rewards available at each tier. Also, remember you can stream and download every episode from iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn, and of course, provengamer.com. Be sure to give us that 5-star frog splash rating and leave a funny review that I can read on the show. Also, check out some awesome Proven Gamer podcasts, such as the Trophy Horrors podcast, Nintendo Dual Screens game stuff. I think I left one out. My bad. So make ProvenGamer.com your one-stop shop for everything gaming and wrestling related. Thanks for listening, Marks. Once again, I'm Matt. He's Jeremy. We'll catch you guys next time on The Smart Marks. Peace out.
Baby.
Why?
I was pulling this up. I didn't think it was going to play right away.